Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, that's because you've been wearing your mask too long and you have oxygen deprivation and you're brain dead.
Right.
Sorry, you became mentally retarded. So anyway, so having said that, we are here today, tonight, which is July 9th. For those people that might be listening in after 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. on the Central Time Zone with a great friend of ours. Her name is Jackie. Now, Jackie and I have had these kinds of conversations for a long time, and we decided that we want to let you guys in on it so you can kind of hear some of the things that we talk about when we're just kind of talking about different and various things. And I've learned a lot about a lot of things from Jackie before we were doing these radio shows, but I have to share with you, as a result of me being on her newsletter list and whatever kind of a personal list that she is on right now, I have been bona fide tin hat conspiracy thinking and ready to roll. So I know more stuff about stuff than I've ever wanted to know about stuff. So having said that, just playfully saying, Jackie's really good at a lot of things. Number one, her regular quote-unquote day job is she helps people with a bulletproof bank account. Sometimes we don't talk about that. We get wrapped up in something else. She does a whole bunch of stuff with a whole bunch of things, and we should probably talk about that first, so at least this way we get that in, because we usually forget to talk about that.
We get a little plug in, yeah.
That's right. So get the plug in there. So if you're looking for asset protection, bulletproof bank accounts, any or all of those types of things, you probably want to talk to Jackie about those things. Then we'll talk about some of the other stuff that we have going on as a result of this craziness that's happening in the world today. So, Jackie, over to you. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do.
Oh, good. Hi, everybody. I hope everybody missed, you know, Peter and I for the last 2 weeks. One I forgot and one he forgot, or he was, you know, or we ran out of time. You know, sometimes, especially with what's going on in the world today, like I told Peter, I don't remember what day it is. I mean, even things that I wanted to get done, I've missed. So let alone, you know, being on this call on a Thursday evening. But what I've been doing for the last 25 years is I started off with consultation, actually, with credit, then credit repair, and I have gone through, at that point I went through so many companies that are claiming to be legitimate credit repair companies, and then I realized after going through so many of them that the only one I could trust was me. And so I got involved with literally doing it myself, and a lot of people say to me, well, can't I do it myself? I said, absolutely. And I said, the whole point is you have one egg in your basket. You're going to throw it out to the credit bureaus. And then when they come back and they say, this has been verified to be your account, then what do you do? So it's not that it's like that old joke, Peter, and I don't know if you've ever heard it before, is where the furnace guy comes in and he goes down in the basement and he fiddles around for like 5 minutes. He comes upstairs and he tells the owner, that'll be $500.50. And she said, $500.50? You were just here 5 minutes. You know, it's like, why so much money? And so the furnace repair guy said, well, 50 cents was for the part and $500 was to know where to put the part. And, you know, and that's the truth about same thing with credit repair or anything else. I've spent hundreds, sometimes thousands of hours researching and you know, to make sure that what I'm going to be doing for my clients are not only legitimate, but that work. And many times I use myself as a guinea pig, so I know for sure if I'm willing to stick my neck on the line that it works. And so, anyways, I hooked up or by if there's anything, it's an accident or just plain lucky or whatever. I don't know if anything in life is like that, but I was introduced to a gentleman who was specializing in what he called the Invisible New Mexico LLC. And I learned from him initially, and that was like over 10 years ago. And then what happened was, it's like the teacher became the student. So he started learning from me because I far exceeded what he had, and I put together a package, because what I've learned through the years is most people know they need asset protection, want the asset protection, but won't do what it takes to get things done. And many of the companies out there, the law firms, will just set up your legal document of your articles of organization, which is getting your LLC or getting the corporation or whatever, and then they just leave you to flounder with the rest of the things that you need, because that's not the only thing you need. And then on top of that, you need to know, like we just said that little joke, you need to know where to put it and what it means. So I started doing calls, and I recorded them, and I create emails so that whatever legal document, when I send it out, that it's fully detailed of what it is, what you do with it, and where to put it, and how you deal with it. So I put together a total package, not just an LLC. I get the EIN from my clients too, because 99.9% of the time the client will not do it, go any further than what I give them or what anyone gives them, and then they don't. And I'm trying to take them through fruition of setting up their bank account for their Invisible New Mexico LLC. I've even vetted banks across the country, and of course I can't vet every single bank across the country, but many of them, more of the ones that are national banks, I have vetted to make sure that they could open up the bank account, the LLC bank account, with, you know, wherever that person's living. But I give them also a little script of what they can just call up on the phone and what to ask the bank, and then they'll know without even going in if this bank is going to work for them. Anyways, moving along, and that, you know, I've been doing that for the last, at that point I was doing it maybe 7 years or 6 years, and then I came up with something through a situation that happened personally myself, where I needed to protect myself against a judgment. And it was after I had gotten divorced. And I came up with an idea, and I talked with my legal department, and I said, can I do this? Can I do that? And they go, sure, why not? And I said, can I get a, and what can I do, and how can I do it? And what I came up with is a wonderful, incredible, it's a bulletproof, I call it my bulletproof, judgment proof, collection proof, lien proof, that will protect your money in the bank. It works just like a personal bank account, except your personal bank account won't protect your funds. If somebody files a judgment against you or collection, the first thing they're going to do, those companies, is check around to see if you've got any assets or money in a bank account that they can freeze or attach. And with this bulletproof, judgment-proof, collection-proof, whatever bank account that is now in your personal name, it operates just like a personal bank account, just like you're doing on an everyday basis, except that, God forbid, anything should happen, that anybody come after you for money that you legally owe or you don't legally owe, it doesn't matter. They can freeze your personal bank account with this personal bank account that I structure. Nobody can touch it. It's bulletproof. Even as much as I had one client told me that it even protected them against IRS. IRS took their business of 24 years, their house of 23 years, but and these are his words. I don't normally use these words, but Jackie, thanks to you, it protected all my bacon, meaning his money. in the bank account that IRS didn't even touch it. So it's protected people against judgments, collections, liens, levies, or from being frozen. And I came up with another idea also on this, is for anybody who's in the check system. A lot of people are in the check system, and they can't get a bank account. With this, they can get a bank account opened. Because the only way to get out of the check system is to pay whatever you owed of why you got into the check system to begin with, or negotiate with them. With this, I can open up a bank account for that person. So, won't go into the details over the phone because that's proprietary information, and one gets it once they purchase it. But those are the two products that I sell. Besides, I do a lot of recordings and a lot of calls. I did a whole series for a couple of months of teaching people how to get a Bitcoin account and how to operate with Bitcoin, because it actually, you know, it's not the easiest thing. It's a whole nother learning curve for anybody who wants to get into cryptocurrencies. But there's all kinds of other things, gold, silver. It's not my personal business that I do. I just teach people how to handle themselves or what they can buy or what they can do with any monies. But one of the worst things that you can do is keep money in a savings account in the bank. Okay. If nobody has any questions, Peter, if you have any questions about anything I said.
I'm glad you said about the cryptocurrency stuff, because I think that's going to be even more important sometime in the future, as the whatever's happening right now with all these swings in printing money and all that sort of stuff finally start to settle out, because eventually we're going to have to settle this bill, if you know what I mean, with the government writing out checks for trillions of dollars. So whatever that might be.
It depends on a lot of things could happen with that, Peter.
Yep. Yeah, well, if normal things happen, we're going to be in debt up to our wazoo for a really, really long time. There might be some inflation to try to take away from that. If the other stuff happens, who knows what happens? It might be something weird, and we're in weird times. So there's nothing that's off the table as far as possible solutions for any of that stuff. But the cryptocurrency thing, to me, is extremely important. And just to share with you a little bit about that just real quick, and my thoughts. Cryptocurrency is one thing.
Okay, but your thoughts.
Yeah,
could
it relies
be dangerous
on the blockchain.
Now, we're getting into dangerous stuff.
Yeah, because it's real. This part is going to be interesting. The cryptocurrency thing is interesting, but really the most important part is the thing that's the backbone of the cryptocurrency, which is the blockchain. So the blockchain is basically like a ledger, for those people that might be unfamiliar with it, that is something you don't have to worry about trust. So it's decentralized. Could be on thousands or hundreds of thousands of computers, etc. My mom recently had to pay probably close to about $7,500 to $10,000 to get the title put in her name officially after my dad passed away. So my dad passed away, I guess didn't think about putting, and Jackie, you're moving around, so you might have to hit mute. Otherwise,
I just put down a glass. Otherwise, I'm going to pass out from being dry.
You're good to go. So my mom basically had to pay an attorney and fees to the state or the government or whoever, all these fees to the government to prove that she had the title of her house. And if it were blockchain,
isn't that sad?
As far as the title is concerned, it's not only sad, but it's infuriating because.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
It's my mom. It's $10,000 that she could use for other things. Living in New York is super expensive to begin with.
Oh, geez,
and
it's
absolutely ridiculous. And blockchain technology would fix that. And by the way, if we had blockchain technology on voting, we wouldn't be having all these challenges with voting, because we wouldn't worry about mail fraud or anything else fraud. It would all be right there for a full inspection everywhere else. And that's one of the reasons why we'll never have blockchain voting, because it would take away the ability for them to fraudulently skew elections. So anyway, so I'll just leave it at that. But I'm glad you're into cryptocurrency, because that's something I think a lot of people really need to learn more about. And blockchain
stuff.
Well,
you know, you heard there was a period of time, maybe last year, and it's still every once in a while it pops its head up. We're talking about going to a cashless society. And the government, I don't think the bill is never going to fall on us directly, because that wasn't our bill to begin with. That's misappropriation of funds that the government has done, and people have fraudulently stolen, and you name it. But a lot of people are under the misconception of that our national deficit is it was created by us. No, it's not. And if we didn't pay our taxes, then who would build the bridges and the roads and stuff? That's not true either. All that money that people submit for their, you know, if this call could, you know, would last, you know, 24 hours for years if we got into the, whether the federal taxes are legal or not legal. But anyways, the whole point is anybody, I think there's only like 46% of actually of the people in population in the United States that pay taxes to begin with. Some of the people don't pay taxes because they don't have to. Other people just don't pay taxes. And so there's many reasons why it's only 46%, but the whole thing is that your tax money does not go to the government to pay for things in the country. Your state taxes do. It's not the federal taxes. I mean, the federal taxes, if people really understood where all the federal tax money goes, they would never pay their taxes again. They, you know, much of it goes to the pensions of all the people in Congress who are not in Congress, who've retired, who were still paying them a full salary every year pension, which, you know, I mean, you can work in Congress for 1 year and then get a full pension for the rest of your life of what you made when you were working there only half the year to begin with. It's just right. Such, you know, government was never meant to be big government, and that's what Trump's aware of, and he's trying to, like, reduce it down tremendously to get rid of this big government and let the people on the states govern themselves, which is kind of what's going on, what he's done with this, you know, fake plandemic, you know, viral thing, which I don't belong to any social media sites, but there's one that is Nextdoor, and it's called Nextdoor, and it's all over the country. And it's just your little zip code, actually. It's the only one I've ever subscribed to, because when somebody says, I'm looking for a plumber, does anybody have a plumber in the area that they've used that they've been happy with, or that's a reasonable price or something like that, that's when I'm all ears, and I'll sit and I write it down, because it's like my own little Angie's List book. Right in the neighborhood, a plumber, an electrician, a handyman, a dentist, a restaurant, you know, right in our area. So that's what I use it for. But there's a lot of people who troll on it from the area who have nothing better to do. And now any subject will morph into a fight over whether you should wear a mask or not wear a mask. Peter, it becomes funny. Actually, many of them have been whoever moderates these things. They delete the whole, you know, post. Because something like, you know, does anybody know of a good Mexican restaurant in our area, you know, will morph into wearing or not wearing a mask.
Right.
So it's, you know, and they're nasty. I mean, nasty. I mean, I've put out little comments every once in a while, and they just, it's people just don't want to learn. They're just, I mean, literally, I can't say anything other than brainwashed. They're watching mainstream news on the TV too much. Any of their free time, they've got too much free time, and they're staying up late. And I remember at the beginning of this thing, back in, like, say, March, when it really started, I noticed, and I don't sit and watch programs. What I do is I'll have it on while I'm washing dishes or making a meal or something like that. So it's kind of in the background. I'll hear things because many of them are repeats over and over and over again anyway. But when the commercials come on, Peter, I don't know if you've ever, like, watched it or from the beginning now. It's like I noticed every commercial, and there's many of them. There's more commercials than there is of that TV program when it gets back on, you know, back after the commercials. But every one of them is talking about we're in this together, or something in relationship to the virus. And I swear that channel offered all these people, and many of them are pharmaceutical companies, maybe, and I'm making this up, half price for all your commercials if you say something about the coronavirus, that we're all in this together, and let's stick together, and stay safe, and stay, you know, wearing your mask, and be kind to your neighbors. I mean, anything about it, and it just, after a week of hearing this with every single freaking commercial, I said to myself, this is brainwashing. And sure enough, within a month, that's what started floating around, is that the TV was brainwashing with the commercials, exactly what I suspected it was doing. So it's literally brainwashing people to keep that fear level up. And we're talking about all common sense has gone. I mean, there's no logic, sanity, or common sense. It's not about whether somebody's a Democrat or a Republican or a left or a right wing or whatever it is anymore. It's just totally, completely. I mean, I have gone out probably to the store. I know they made it mandatory around here as of May 4th in Illinois. And other states have different, you know, because the governors or the mayors are handling it all differently, even though it's the same air that's crossing state lines. So I want to know how they got that air to stop right before it hits the border of those states that that require masks. I know I live near Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's wide open and no masks and no social distancing. And Illinois, we're 40 minutes away, and I want to know how the air knows not to move into Illinois. We have smart air out here, don't we?
Well, I think your air is kind of wimpy compared to the air that travels from the Sahara Desert to the Caribbean islands.
You think so?
Yeah, that air can blow dust over a whole friggin' ocean, let alone
wow.
6 feet. You know what I mean?
That's, like they must be smart, really smart air there.
They have good air. So yeah, so talk about being able to blow away all the goofy stuff about, you know, how far something can travel. Maybe we should be 6,000 miles apart from each other as far as social distancing.
Well, you know, and you know what? My concern was, because I'm a truth seeker, and so when I hear something that doesn't sound sane, rational, or logical, I start researching. And so that's why, Peter, you're getting things that, it's not that somebody sent it to me. That stuff I have dug through and researched, and it's not everything that I listen to or read, because many of the things, and it's not because they say something opposite it. I just don't think it was a good enough article, or it said, or the video wasn't good enough to send that's worthwhile to send on. And a lot of people will email me and they critique, I don't like that video you sent me because the woman in the video is wearing sunglasses, and I don't like when somebody wears sunglasses and you can't see their eyes. Oh, Jesus Christ. you don't critique a video by what the person's wearing, whether you like the way they look or not. You critique it by the information that they're disseminating. You know, so, I mean, it's funny the way people look at things. But, and then most of the people that I send the stuff out to, they said, you find the best stuff. Where do you get? I mean, I have people that I don't even know, and says, like, can you put this friend of mine on your list? They wanted to know who's sending all this stuff out that I'm sending on, and they want to be on your list. I wish I could make a living doing this, sending it out.
Well, Just a comment related to some of the stuff that you're talking about. This is, I think, the wildest time as far as information flying back and forth than I've ever been through.
And, oh, sure.
And
I think this will go down in history.
I think so. And now, I was not alive when World War II was going on, but imagine as if World War II was going on or wasn't going on is almost like the stuff that we hear. So I got to kind of explain what I mean. So, you know, we're talking about this coronavirus and all the things as if it's real or not real. There are two polarizing different things. It's almost as if like World War II is either going on or not going on. And you'd say, wow, like there's really compelling evidence that World War II is going on. And then other people would say, well, there's really compelling evidence that World War II isn't going on. And it feels that strange. Like, wait a minute, guys, there's a war going on. I mean, this shouldn't even be a discussion. There's stuff flying around that is so much different disinformation. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. You know, take a vaccine, don't take a vaccine. Open up the economy, don't open the economy. Go back to school, don't go back to school. You know, go to the beach, don't go to the beach. It's really, really, really overwhelming, and not that I'm concerned, because that makes me sound like a Karen, but I'm interested in the long-term effects of what this is really going to mean to our society, because you said a little bit earlier about people and comments about masks. To me, it's just winding us really tightly, like where people are snapping. Like lots of people are very irritable.
They're ready to kill over it.
It's really concerning. And I don't mean that, like, you know, I love that word Karen, you know, like how everybody becomes a Karen, like they're going to tell you what to do. But the reality is that it's winding a lot of people really tightly. And I think given the right circumstances or the wrong circumstances, almost anybody can snap. And there's a lot of people that are really at that level right now. It could be anything. So those are some basic concerns. So back to you.
Peter, I've already heard that the statistics on suicides, especially among younger people, have gone up tremendously because of this.
Mental health related issues. I mean, you think about it because of you. I know you have a lot of self-discipline and control. And, you know, if you get into a tangle with somebody with a mask, you're not going to be flipping them off, and I'm not going to be watching you on a YouTube video as you're getting into a brawl.
I would just shoot them.
Right. Exactly.
No, I don't want to waste time.
Right, exactly.
Either that or hire a hitman.
Right. No, but you know what I mean. Like, you're going to de-escalate most situations. But you have that level of experience. What about somebody who's really wound tight?
Dang.
And it's just insane and crazy. And it's really very, very, very interesting. So I know that there's a pretty big portion of our population that doesn't care, doesn't even pay attention, or they're just, you know, the Jerry Springer crowd, and that's concerning by itself.
I don't know if anybody is not involved. Have you met people that just say, oh, I don't care?
No, everybody's got an opinion because it's affected everybody. Matter of fact,
yeah, this is, you know, if it wasn't like, I mean, I can't even explain, or even words can't even explain, because I do get angry about it, is that people aren't using their God-given brains that they've got they can't rationalize and understand. They're just blindly accepting that the government's wouldn't lie to them, or TV wouldn't lie to them, and I just can't. They don't have their own, they can't move themselves away and say, this doesn't even sound logical or rational. And if they can't do that with this, that means they can't do it with anything. That they don't have that ability either. You know, it's like they're brain dead already. It's either something happened to them, or they're taking too many pharmaceutical drugs or hallucinogenic drugs or smoking too much pot.
Or they're stressed and they're tired. You know, they could be stressed and tired.
I know. I'm just saying to you, even when I'm stressed and tired, I still, you know, if somebody says something to me, and I'm sure you're the same way, Peter, somebody says something to you that, to me, that's out and out ridiculous, has no common sense in it. I mean, maybe I shouldn't be so judgmental or opinionated, but I don't have enough time in my life because I barely have enough time in my life to keep up with all the crap that I have going on in my life. And I'm sure you have the same thing with your, I mean, we're all just like one breath away from, you know, drowning in whatever. But I can't really walk around and you know, play this, you know, I'm sure they've got problems in their life or this or that. It's just, I think we're all set up right now. I mean, years ago, you know, maybe when you were growing up, Peter, you know, maybe, you know, it was one income earner in the family. I know when I was growing up, that's what it was, one income earner. And then when, you know, I had kids, you know, it was, I don't know if my kids, it was rare that my kids ever came home with somebody who wasn't from a divorced family or that the family, both of them worked, you know. And now it's not just both husband and wife are working. One job each isn't enough. Many are doing two and three jobs, you know. I mean, it's in order just to stay at in a middle class, you know, situation, to live in decent housing, and I'm not saying to buy a house or whatever, just to be able to pay your bills, is that people are exhausting themselves to the point where they can't really get involved with anything other than what they're doing at this point.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I sure do. I think a lot of people are really stretched to the. I think a lot of people are stretched to the limit.
We're stretched thin. Now, if something like this comes along with this, you know, fake pandemic thing, and they don't have very much to give, whether it's thinking or rationalizing or paying attention to or whatever it is. And, of course, with a lot of people, and that concerns me, and it should concern everybody, is that they become too placid and they just give in.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's how, you know, Hitler killed millions and millions of people during, you know, that time. And, the point is that, you know, people believed that they weren't going to get hurt. People believed, I mean, whatever they were told, you know, that was going to happen or why it was happening or whatever. And I don't really want to get into all of that at that time because we have enough to get into at this. But there are people that are waking up. I mean, but the same people who believe that masks are going to protect them against anything are probably the same people that believe that 9/11 was caused by 19-era box with box cutters.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
I mean, there's people just – some of the stuff, especially, you know, what's going on now with what's being exposed with the children and stuff like that. I mean, I can believe it on one end. It's just hard even for me to believe, but I do believe it, that it's happening. But it's just because we haven't, just because we haven't heard about it, or this is the first time a lot of people are now hearing about it, doesn't mean that it didn't happen or it didn't exist.
Right. So it's getting weirder and weirder by the day. And we kind of went through the coronavirus scare. Now we're getting kind of used to the coronavirus, and now it's coming back up, and we have an election coming on. What do you see is on the horizon for the next few months? Because we
you sound like my kids, because I have this, I'm intuitive diagnostic for a lot of things, and I just get these feelings and things, and I say them, and they're totally right on, and they're it's not a matter of predicting like even I just had this handyman that came in today, and after about an hour being here, I mean, I just looked at him and I said, "You have a birthday coming up in September," and he looked at me, and I said, "Is it about the 10th, 11th, or the 12th?" He said, "The 10th." And I've done that before with other people. He goes, "How do you do that?" I don't know how I do some of the things that I do. I just get these feelings and say it. And, you know, my kids have been asking me, like what you just asked me, for all kinds of things through the years, and other people too. What's on the horizon? What do you see? What do you feel? And for right now, sure is everything that I've learned about this virus thing is all pointing to it's political. They're using this as a political thing because they can't have Trump, you know, and it's the only time I'll use a party, and the Democrats cannot have Trump in office win again. So they're going to do anything, which is, of course, why he just came out. There's never been a president that has gone through more people trying to separate him, destroy him. In fact, I just heard that his life has been threatened, you know, 25 times since he got into office. You don't even hear that on mainstream, but I'm not surprised. In fact, if I'm surprised about anything, it hasn't been more. And I think it's going to take a while.
25 times a day.
Yeah. I would have believed 100 and something times, yeah. As we get closer and closer to it, the attacks are going to be worse, verbally, physically, and you name it to him, because once he's reelected, everything they've worked and accomplished about screwing us and taking our money and cheating us and we meaning the citizens, the U.S. citizens in this country, is lost. They have been able to get away, the Federal Reserve had been privately owned until just recently what Trump did. And he didn't even make that public yet. But it's been verbally, publicly announced. It's just most people didn't see it. It wasn't in mainstream newspaper. But what I'm just saying to you is that once he's reelected, it's game over. And so that's why I think up until the election time in November, I know I have one daughter that knows what's going on and doesn't believe in this fake pandemic. And my other daughter who lives near me that has two of my grandchildren, I mean, she's scared to death to do anything or go without a mask. She's wearing a mask constantly. Won't even see me because she's like she'll stand 6 feet apart from me. But she's the one that's... She said to me, I think that wearing a mask is going to be a norm for everybody, she said, for the rest of the year, if not several years. And there's a lot of people that believe that this is going to be the new norm for many years. And it's not. It's not going to. This is only going to take place. Already it's dead, by the way. This pandemic thing has just fizzled its way out. You're still hearing it. But if you'll notice, something else is going to come up to take its place. And already there's some things that are taking its place right now. But this thing is already over, this pandemic. Every once in a while, because I've noticed even how much information I'm able late at night to pick through, that there's almost nothing that hasn't been, said, and spoken of to death already. I noticed that even the commercials have started tapering off too on it. So there's a lot of signs that it's over with. So what I'm just saying is the closer we get to, his reelection, because they know once he's reelected, that's why they're going to be hitting hard until November. Once he's reelected, he knows he can't get a third term, so he is going to be, you're going to see heads rolling at that point, like Fauci and Gates. will, you know, Gates, you can't do anything about Gates, but Fauci's going to be gone with, along with his sidekick, the lady with the scarf, or the queen of the scarf lady.
Well, I'm going to be interested. Hopefully I'm going to be here in November to see what happens.
Oh, you'll still be in Florida at least.
Anything is still possible. So the reality is going to be, I'm just, you know, there's whatever happens, my prediction is going to be it's going to be really bad, meaning messy. If Trump wins, it's going to be messy. If Trump doesn't win, it's going to be messy.
Well, they won't accept it. You know, just like Hillary didn't accept it even the last time. She still thinks she won. If you saw some of those posts that Hillary made comments about her, she still thinks she won.
I mean,
who would ever believe what has gone on since he won? I mean, Obama took up shop a mile or 2 miles away from the White House as a shadow government. I mean, nobody has ever in the history of presidents, as any past president, ever done something like that.
Right.
I mean, there's so many things that have been done, you know, at this point, that have never been done because that their cushiony thing that they have set up and all the fraud. And I mean, if anybody thinks that we're not, anybody listening to this or hearing about this thinks that we're nuts, just go and read the past and the history of Dr. Fauci's past. I mean, I thought at first, too, this isn't, because he presents himself just like Obama did. You know, it's like a nice, clean-cut, looking, well-spoken, soft-spoken person. You know, I mean, after all, people are mistaking somebody being in a position for 38 years as that they have to be doing something right if they've been in that position. And people aren't they're not using their brains. A person, just like I think I've said this to you before, some people are not rich because they're smart. You know, if that were the case, I'd be really filthy smart, rich.
I think this is
a good and so would you.
Well, I did not know who Fauci was either before this. And when I first saw him, I said, thank goodness, somebody who's logical, somebody looks like a solid guy. Thank God Trump finally found
a solid
guy.
He sure sounds like it, looks like it, talks like it, yeah.
Yep. Then just scratch a little bit below the surface, and then, holy cow, this guy's
You uncover so many evil, horrible, I mean, you know, it's like Gates. You know, you didn't hear much about Gates other than being, you know, he created Windows or whatever, which he didn't even do that. But anyways, but the point is like now all of a sudden he's in pharmaceuticals or in vaccines. He couldn't keep even viruses out of Windows, and now he's trying to create a vaccine for the whole world to use, which of course, and of course we're going to be considered conspiracy theorists right now, that they're going to be putting a chip in for surveillance and control. And of course people don't want to believe that. Fine. I mean, tons of people are going to be lined up. You know, it doesn't matter if this vaccine's produced next year or the year after. They've been trying for, I don't know if you know this or not, they've been trying for 20 years to produce a vaccine for the coronavirus.
Right.
Remember, this coronavirus 19 is just one virus that has happened every single year. That people don't realize that every year, over a million people, I think I heard it was a million and a half or a million and a quarter people, every year die from TB. Every year, Peter. Do you see them locking down the world, not just the economy, because the rest of the world followed? That's why they're mad at the USA. They followed what we did. And they're opened up now because they decided, I'm not going to listen to the, you know, everything that Fauci has said has been wrong.
The big con. It's been a big con. So anyway, let's do this, because I got to go back to doing our stuff, and we could talk forever. So for those people listening in, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jackie, you'll be able to hear this as well as our previous radio shows as well. And Jackie, give us your email address one more time.
Sure.
So people can find your newsletter.
theotherplan@gmail.com, and that's three words, the other plan. There's no dots, spaces, or dashes between those three words, and it's theotherplan@gmail.com, and you can email me and just say, I'd like to get on your list for your asset protection, or I want to get on your list for the information on this pandemic, the CV-19, how do I get further, get a hold of you for asset protection or for this bank, special bank account or the Invisible New Mexico, just to say hi. I heard you talking. Again, it's theotherplan@gmail.com.
Perfect, Jackie. Thanks for being here, and I know we could talk forever. So thanks.
That's for sure.
I gotta share with you. Thanks, really. Thanks for the information you've been sharing, because a lot of this stuff I'd have to find on my own, and I find some stuff, and you found a whole bunch of really good stuff that you sent to me on a regular basis. I really appreciate it. Gonna catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Bye for now.
Bye.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.